producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, home of the NCOG. You heard Sean Maloney talking about it yesterday. The NCOG is their inside the waistband Kydex fuzzy covered holster. It's a very low profile, very small, very compact, and at the same time, very secure. And you can reholster inside the waistband with this holster. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Out there in the blogosphere and in the podcastosphere, if that's actually a word, there's quite a few people like me. Some of them are better. Some of them are actually a little more creative than I am. And I reach out to them to make me look good. And so I've done that once again. He just got done moving from the state of California with a K. And now he's in Louisiana. And joining me for the first time is the co-host of, since he's moved, is the co-host of the Polite Society podcast, and he's the writer of the Slow Facts blog, and you can find him at Ammoland, and you can find him on Clash Daily with Doug Giles. This is Rob Morse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you again.
Interesting little side note. Doug Giles was in Florida. You were in California. Now, isn't Doug Giles in Texas?
Yes, he is.
And you're in Louisiana.
I am. We're going to take over these southern states and advance northward. It's part of our plan of world domination.
Well, you know, Doug Giles is, you know, he's the guy that should be like the poster boy for everybody with his big, big, gigantic aviators and his gigantic Robusto cigar and his 27-inch revolvers.
Should you need to, what was the joke I just saw on Facebook? Everybody needs a 44 Magnum in case there's a criminal hiding behind a refrigerator.
There you go.
In your neighbor's house.
You want to make sure you at least have enough gun.
Anyway. No doubt about it there.
Anyway, now, ostensibly you know why I had you coming in today, but I noticed that, or you let me know that you wanted to comment on a couple of things that I was talking about earlier, and I would be interested in your take on this. So,
I thought you were so timely when you were talking about armed teachers. Thank goodness it's not. I mean, usually when we talk about it, it's because, oh my gosh, there's been another shooting. It's a tragedy. But we've got a culture change under our feet. And I've been trying for years to get the advocates of armed teaching, of arming teachers, to speak at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. That conference is coming up this weekend, and finally, we'll have the pleasure of having Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms speak. His talk is called Reversing School Disarmament.
Yeah, the program there is called the FASTER program.
Yes.
One of my sponsors, Sean Maloney, is one of the instructors there, and he actually will pay, if it comes down to it, he'll pay to make sure they're able to take the training. So,
well, that's the thing I love. Jim and Sean have said, this is so important, we can go fundraise for it. And, oh, if you can't pay for your own training, we'll see that you attend. Bless their hearts.
Well, I mean, we don't we safeguard stuff like money and paintings and with armed people? And, why wouldn't we safeguard the kids?
Well, now, wait a minute. My local mayor gets a police escort and my children should be defenseless. Something's wrong here.
Well, yeah, and arming teachers is, you know, to me that's just so intuitive because a teacher versus a cop, it's like on armed detail. A teacher, with somebody coming in at their class, that teacher's going to be fierce if they can fight back. And that, well, but, you know,
you're 100% right, and I know it's in vogue to beat up cops, but a cop has so many hats to wear at the same time.
Yes.
A million laws. Arrest procedures, and a teacher, when it comes to self-defense, has one job. So she can focus. In fact, when you look at point defense, now, correct me, was it kill box or kill zone?
It doesn't matter.
you made that distinction yesterday, and I wanted to get it right off.
When I was in the military, okay, a kill zone was outside, a kill box is inside. What it really boils down to is somebody just walked into some place where they're probably not going to walk out.
But imagine nobody. It's like you in your own home. Pity some poor burglar who's tripping over the furniture because you know where everything is.
Yes.
In a school. Oh my gosh, the defending teachers have a huge advantage, and they've trained to do that one job. So I think most people never even consider that when they think of an armed teacher. They think, oh, my poor kindergarten teacher, you know, she had trouble opening the paste jar. I'm sorry, you didn't see her when her children are threatened. You didn't see her after she's just come out of a simunitions training event and she's on fire and shaking and going, I don't know whether I want to, you know, tear down the building or just sit here and tremble. And it takes them a couple seconds to recover. The training is that intense.
Well, you know, one of the things that I find particularly insulting is that a teacher, you know, one of the propositions is that teachers aren't cops. As if somehow, and you know what, I back law enforcement just like you do, Rob, but being a cop doesn't mean that, you know, you slam into a phone booth and come out and you're super cop.
Well,
and the supposition that anybody out there, especially a teacher who's been through, you know, they have to go through higher education as a, you know, rite of passage. Anybody that's out there that has gone through education can't educate themselves that way.
Yes.
I just,
isn't that amazing?
That's an insult to my intelligence that they say that and expect me to believe it.
You need to be smart to teach my children, but you're not smart enough to protect yourself and my children? Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, it's a very simple, straightforward process. Now, Sean is going to have, maybe, you know, I need to, I'll talk to Sean and see if he could get you to come up there and cover it for Clash Daily or something, but.
I would love to do that.
I want to go up there because I want to see how simple they make it, because if I'm a teacher.
Yes.
And I'm in the middle of teaching the order of operations and algebra. And then all of a sudden I hear that I have an active shooter. I've gone from algebra to I'm taking up my position. I need to know from which direction they're going to come so I can be facing in that direction. And my simple task is to stop them. And
yep.
That's it. I don't have to get out there and there's no order of operations to that. Front sight, concentrate, steady. Stop breathing, squeeze. Coffee's on me.
Speaking of teaching, I thought that you also brought up sort of the brouhaha that we're seeing on college campuses these days.
Yeah, we're coming up on the first break, so if
we'll get that later, then
we'll go to that next. How do they find all the things Rob Morse?
I'm a co-host at the Polite Society Podcast. That's politesocietypodcast.com. I write at Amoland, at Clash Daily, and my articles are kept at slowfacts.wordpress.com.
Excellent blog. Excellent blog. Go to it and then bookmark it, and you'll get the... There's a reason I sought out Rob Morse. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
All right, welcome back. Did I even say that correctly? What did I say? All right. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. You know, I went out there and decided to build the ISIS welcome wagon bag on my own with my own. Well, actually, I stole the idea from a YouTube friend of mine. And I put it together, and I was like, wow, isn't this clunky? And then G-Code comes out with the Contact Series, which is the most elegant, refined gentlemanly piece of lethal kit that I've ever seen in my life. Small, compact, fits in its own bag called the Traveler's Bag, the Contact Series. Kydex melded to tactical nylon. Oh, my gosh. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'm going to sit back. It's a good thing I don't smoke anymore. I might have to have a cigarette just talking about it. Anyway, my guest this hour from the Polite Society podcast and all the things that he writes for is Rob Morse, and he wanted to talk about universities and some of the stuff that has come up that, you know, he sees it just like I do. So, I mean, what you got on your mind, Rob?
Well, sadly, we had a murder-suicide at Delta State University in Mississippi. Was that 10 days ago about?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and it turns out that people are people. People have love triangles in the office. Sometimes that office is a college or university, and putting up a plastic sign does not make it a gun-free zone. Well, that's a pretty sobering thought, but we've got a bunch of legal maneuvering going on campus as well. Also down here, down south, where we're planning to take over the world, Missouri and Texas both allow carry on campus, though Texas doesn't allow it in the classroom. So you've got these professors at UT Austin, which is, you know, like that very liberal Michigan campus. They're trying to say, well, gosh, how can we, you know, make our classroom a double secret gun-free zone? But you've got a University of Missouri law professor who teaches carry law saying,
right,
wait a minute, you told me I can't carry in the classroom. You're violating the state's preemption laws. So we see lawsuits flying both ways. It's an interesting time to cover the news, isn't it?
It is an interesting time. And one thing that strikes me about this is the Mississippi case where you got the academic who snapped.
Right.
I've got to just postulate here that he probably was not a gun person, because a gun person is not going to get out there and say, I'm in a love triangle and I got to take out one of the corners and that girl, she's got to take her out. You know, a gun guy is not going to go out there and say they both got to die, because they're gun people and they have trained, and the last thing they want to do is see a real bullet wound that they inflict on somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these academics get out there and say, well, guns are designed to kill people, and that's all there's such a utility is. And you know what? That woman, she's messing around with this guy, and he's got tenure, and he's got a nicer car and better hair, and he's got, they're all going to die. And then they go out and do that.
Yeah.
And,
well, oddly,
I had a camera on that guy. That's all. I had all that recorded.
Bill, you've trained so extensively. It's not a theory what a gun does. It's vivid to you and I, which is very good, because it keeps us afraid from shooting ourselves in the hand, because we know that's really, really going to ruin our day.
Yeah.
We also know it's not a talisman. It won't protect us. That's our job. And I think, you have people who are outside the firearms world, and they bring their distorted view of firearms to their place of business, to their lives. It is a tragedy that all three of them ended up dead.
Well, it's a senseless tragedy. But I mean, once again, you know, the whole thing about the academics, the anti-gun academics. It's interesting. This other cat in Missouri is actually bringing suit against them, simply because that's not the norm that I have seen. Now, I have not gone out and done any sort of a poll amongst college professors, but I hazard a guess that, like at the University of Michigan, that these guys get in there and they, you know, if they're a professor or on the board, I mean, just think of the name. You know, they're not even the board of directors. They're the board of regents. Drum roll.
Right.
You know,
right.
And, you know, they have this just inflated opinion of what they are and what they do. And, you know, as far as the University of Michigan is concerned, if they want to be that way, what I would do if I was the Michigan state legislature is say, hey, you want to write your own laws? That's fine. Pay your own bills and cut off the tax dollars, because they're supposed to be a public school.
That's right. Well, there are conservative professors. The fact that we can name them says there aren't very many, right?
Yeah.
Mike Adams, Is he at NC State?
Yeah, then there's Eugene Volk. I mean, Volk.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, but they could all, you can fit them all in a minivan.
That's. we need more of them in a bigger van.
Yes.
Hey, let's go back to the can cannon.
Yeah, okay.
Because we had something that we covered on the Plight Society podcast. You may have heard this one. You're familiar with attorney Dave Hardy, who's been doing some great work suing the government when they need to be sued out in Arizona. Well, he asked for, since we're beating up the ATF today and they desperately need it, Len Savage asked for copies of the ATF's internal documents. He wanted their agency guidelines to tell him ahead of time which firearms are legal and which are prohibited.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, it's about a month old now. And yeah. The ATF said, we don't have to tell you. The reason they said super secret is we're not a government agency when it comes to Freedom of Information Act. And so, and they go, now wait, but I was thinking, so what if they, on this can cannon, okay, they put two grooves in the barrel. Now it's, air quotes, rifled. They're smoothing, they're shooting a slug out of a rifled barrel. Now it's a rifle rather than a shotgun.
Right.
Yeah. But the bizarre games we see coming from our own government, where a guy who's desperately interested in doing the right thing is in the firearms industry, says, tell me what the rules are. And they say, you don't need to know. Really?
We'll let you know when you break them.
Yeah, we'll tell you when you broke them. Come on.
Well, I mean, and with some of the stuff they do, I mean, they come out there and they make it up. I mean, like with SIG, with it, what was it, the MPX with their flash hider that was actually it was skeletonized to where you could fit the suppressor on top of it.
Right.
But they called the flash hider a suppressor. And they're out there, and they do it all the time. And they, you know, anyway. We're coming up on the next break. We'll continue to beat up on the ATF when we get back. When we get back, my guest, Rob Morse from the Plight Society podcast and Slow Facts blog and ClashDaily.com and Amoland.com and all the other places you can find him. He'll be joining me again. But right now, away we go on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressRevivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressRevivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is Kydex of a different scale. It's indestructible. It has a lifetime warranty, which is sort of counterintuitive because it's indestructible. I know of two that have been destroyed, and I have one that I've actually eaten away with a petroleum product as a test. But, indestructible Kydex with a lifetime warranty designed with the tactical mindset and embraced by tactical operators around the world. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Polite Society podcast and so many other things is Rob Morse. We want to talk a little ATF real quick. What were you about to say before we had to go to the break?
Well, just, I guess it really, really bothers me. I know it bothers you. I hear it in your voice every day. We've got the ATF who said, we won't tell you the rules, we'll make them up as we go along, and they're doing this to punish gun manufacturers and gun owners. Like here, oh, we'll put a product out there that launches a soda can and call it any other weapon so that it takes a tax stamp. Ah, wait a minute. They're doing this to promote themselves, to satisfy their political masters, but certainly not to keep the citizens safer.
I hearken back, and you were in California at the time when they did the Aries armor raid. And I saw all of these yahoos showing up in their plate carriers and everything else, and Dimitri Karras showed up and offered to open his safe, offered to unlock his door, and they had to knock open the door and break into the safe. All of this kabuki theater they do, all the while kitted up, wearing all this junk. The last time I saw them wear all this junk, wear the plate carrier and all the tactical drop leg holsters and everything, was Waco. And, you know, they're not very good at what they purport to do when they decide they're going to be super crime fighters. And this whole appearance that they put out there is that also insults my intelligence, especially with some of the stuff that comes out of their faces.
Yeah.
And, this is one organization. I don't understand why they exist when we have the FBI.
Right.
I have
heard two arguments, and I'm sure, for example, at the Gun Rights Policy Conference this weekend, we'll hear both sides of it, that, yes, the ATF is incompetent. Yes, the FBI in general is more competent. Well, okay, is the FBI then going to downsize their mission so that it makes sense, or are they going to carry off the ATF's grandiose plans with greater efficiency? We want to be careful what we wish for here.
Well, the FBI was complicit in Fast and Furious.
Yes, they were.
They were the ones doing the, you know, they had a couple of felons pop up on the background checks, and they blessed off on them.
Yep.
And the State Department knew about it. I mean, all the alphabet organizations in the government knew about Fast and Furious. So, since you were listening, see, I think right now you were talking about the times we live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
When the populace of the United States is getting sort of tired of this, and it's beginning to show.
Those that are paying attention are sure tired of it.
Well, I mean, right now, you know, I talked about this. I referenced this survey they did where one-third of America says, I'm okay with a military coup. Half
yes.
of America looks at the United States as a threat to freedom. And
yes.
right now, everybody and their brother that's a conservative pundit is trying to explain to me why it's a bad idea that Donald Trump be the front runner.
Right.
While Donald Trump is out there, and there's a couple things I do like about him. He's not speaking to the status quo. He's saying a lot of things that a lot of people think. And politics has become this game where it's never about what you think. It's all about decorum, and you don't do this, you don't do that. And I see where that's gotten us, and I'm not happy with it. And I just see the electorate of the United States getting a little more. And everything they try to do, especially on the Republican side. Now, this is where I probably derail a little bit. I look at the Republican side and them. The last time I saw somebody talk primarily about a candidate, he lost bad. And that was when it was Obama versus McCain. Obama was out there saying, I want hope and change. America could be great. I will transform fundamentally. I will stop the tides from rising. You know, that's what he's saying. McCain's going, Barack Obama's bad. He's not nice. I don't like his suit. He's just talking about Obama. And he went down in flames.
Yes.
And that's what the entire field, other, you know, Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson, they're sort of sniping at him, but there's three outsiders there right now, and everybody's like, well, they have no experience in politics. Well, is that a bad thing?
Yeah, we've seen what the... I mean, come on. You're telling me that Jeb Bush is the best conservative Republicans can do? Is he going to make... Has he proposed one thing that would make government smaller and reestablish the freedoms we've lost?
I haven't heard it. There's a couple things he's done. Well, the biggest thing he's done is he went to the border and he said, illegal immigration is an act of love.
Yeah.
And the thing about that is that... If they gave amnesty to all of the illegals here right now today...
Mm-hmm.
The ones that would qualify just for Social Security adds $2 trillion to the unfunded liability on day one.
Yep. Yep.
And he's either too stupid to recognize that, or he thinks we're too stupid to know that's happening.
I think it's the latter, Bill.
Yeah,
A lot of people don't pay any attention to politics. They barely find their way to the voting booth.
And one thing that I find interesting right now, I've long said that, you know, people that go to, well, you know, at least we've got Fox News. I've always said, big deal. And Fox News is the ones that's been pushing Bush. And now Trump is cutting them out.
Yep.
Which is sort of irony. Is it irony or irony? I don't know. It's pretty funny.
It's ironic.
Yeah, okay. It's ironic and they're moronic. If you're going to get out there and you're going to lead with, we tell you the news and you decide, or whatever it is, whatever their little punchline is.
We report, you decide.
Yeah. So just do that then, please, would you, could you?
Yes. How long to the next break?
We got a minute in.
Oh!
45 seconds.
Okay. When we come back.
Yes.
I want to talk about a culture war. Because too many times I've heard people, including Donald, the Donald,
yeah.
go, I support the Second Amendment. It's a right. I go, wait a minute. It's more than a right. Self-defense is a virtue. And I want to talk about that virtue when we come back.
That's fine. Although I will say this about the Donald. The Donald got it. One of the problems I've always had with all of these politicians, and, you know, I don't know. I've never been to SHOT Show, but I hear about who the broadcasters are that show up at SHOT Show, like Mike mm-hmm. Gallagher and Lars Larson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't got a clue as to why they're behind the Second Amendment. So, and one of my problems with politicians is they'll get out there and say, of course I'm for the Second Amendment. Really? Why, sir?
Exactly.
And so Donald actually went out there and hired somebody, obviously, to consult with on this. And that shows a little bit of foresight on the man. And, you know, this is a businessman.
Right.
He's out there. He set himself a goal. Want to be prez. How do I do that? How do I rule the world before Giles and Morse get a hold of it? Okay. Need to hire a consultant. Anyway, but we got about 19 seconds. Go. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at thepolitesocietypodcast.com. You can find me at Amoland Clash Daily and at my blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com.
You guys are going to be setting up and doing some stuff. I know Paul is at the Gun Rights Conference.
We'll all be there.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. My guest, Rob Morse, last time I handed over on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought part by G-Code. They started with their, their just regular holsters, sock, the SXT, the OSH, and then the ammunition carriers. Then they collaborated with Travis Haley, and out of that we got the DC-3 and the NCOG and that lineup. And then they decided to go, they looked at ammunition carriage and said, this could be so much better. And they created the Scorpion line, which is two-part Kydex, which nobody else is doing right now. Then they looked at the two-part Kydex, which nobody else is doing right now, and they said, what if we took this stuff and fused it with tactical nylon and created something called the Contact Series? And that's what they do. That's all they do. They innovate and they lead. They're at the tip of the spear for this kind of stuff. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Polite Society podcast and from Ammoland and from
Clash Daily
and the Slow Facts blog is Rob Morse. And not to, you know, that's just the stuff that you actually write for that you send it direct to. That doesn't, you get republished in a lot of places too.
A few.
Yeah.
Where do we want to go next, Bill?
Well, you were going to talk about self-defense as a virtue because of it, and outline how this makes it a, you know, the highlight why this is culturally divisive.
Well, let's take a bit of news. I think you covered it as well. Remember how the regulations have gotten so onerous in San Francisco? The last gun store in a city of 750,000 is going to close.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do. I mean, I would be surprised if X Factor with the handgun manages to stay afloat, because they've got, I don't know how many of those things they've got out there, but they're going to be expected to do something about those.
Yes. Ouch.
In addition to redesigning it, and there could be some things said, but you know, you're dealing with the ATF, getting out there and saying, tell us what we can and can't do. That wouldn't really, that might not have mattered, but regulations are industry killers.
Well, they have a profound effect on our freedom.
Yeah.
And yet we argue in court that it's our right to do it. What I like, and you've covered this news too, there's a church, I think the last one was Crane Eater Church in Georgia, and they said, you know, we need to defend our parishioners. Let's see who can train them. We don't want to hire an outside security service in uniforms to stand in the parking lot. And all of a sudden, they're running self-defense classes for their parishioners. But there's been a guy doing that in Naples, Florida for a year now.
Right.
Because they're saying, well, wait a minute. We're pro-life. Human life is valuable. Shouldn't we actually defend it rather than just protest after it's taken?
Right.
Well, that's absolutely inspiring. Well, let's take it another step. If you were a church, wouldn't you want marriage prep to include teaching the couples how to defend each other?
You would think.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's go on. You and I have seen Republican and Democrat parties arrive at immigration ceremonies where a bunch of new immigrants did it the right way, became U.S. citizens. Where are the civic groups that said, you know, welcome to the United States, you're now a citizen. Have you thought of learning how to be armed to defend yourself in this country?
Well, you know, one thing that I have noticed here, especially around here, is that there's a bunch of expats from the United Kingdom coming over here.
Yes.
And one of them listens to me. Her name is Morello, and she corresponds with me. And I met somebody out and about having coffee and everything. And it's interesting their take on coming here, because they're both from the UK. They probably don't know each other, and yet their take is the same way. They're tired of the class system and of the elitists who can have what they want. And they've come to the United States to be equal with everybody. And that includes the right to keep and bear arms. They're looking forward to, you know, becoming codified and genuine so they can go out there and get their permit. And that's one of the first things they're going to do. And the other interesting part about that is the two that I know here in the United States, if you were to look at them, they've already been pigeonholed by the talking head elitist liberals, because one is an older white guy and the other one is a young black lady. And they both have the same idea, because they've lived under the same sort of regime, and they've come here, they've looked at it from the outside, and they have completely ignored all of the periphery junk and minutia that goes on out there. And yes, I'm talking about you, Morello Berry. So, you know, that speaks to this, you know, it's like a plant. A plant is going to turn to the sun instinctively. That's just not what they do. And people are going to go where they can be free.
Well, but I want us to stand up and proclaim our freedom, Bill. You remember when we had smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants?
Yes.
Why don't we have armed and disarmed sections in restaurants?
Well,
because
liberals would never stand for that. They would never stand for that.
How about movie theaters? Segregate the showings, right?
Well, they're not going to, you know, they'll be out there. The protests would be hilarious, but I mean, it just makes me smile thinking about this whole concept. But, oh my goodness, what would it, you know, the sparks and the problem with upsetting the liberals is that's where the ad hominem viciousness comes out. And then I'm supposed to just sit there and go, oh, you poor, insane idiot, and not do anything back at him, which is very hard.
Well, okay, this is self-defense is a virtue. I mean,
right.
Right? And it would be, let's go open a coffee. If you and I hit the lottery, let's go open a coffee shop in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we'll segregate the gun owners from the non-gun owners.
I like
but
that.
But until then.
I want to be in the University of Michigan, though. I want to be set up inside the university.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We'll put you in charge of finding the location. But why doesn't every gun shop have a voter registration forms on the counter?
Have you ever been with a gun company where you go up there and ask? I mean, I'm sure you run into this in what you do. I'll call somebody up and say, I'd like to have you on the show to talk about what's going on with you. Oh, I don't like to get into politics.
We make this joke all the time. Comrade, just because you are not interested in politics does not mean politics is not interested in you. I'm sorry.
Here, do this. Say this for me, okay? Just because I want to see how genuine it says. Go, is Moose and Squirrel.
Is Moose and Squirrel?
Yep. You obviously never watched Bullwinkle before.
I did. it's been a while, Bill.
Okay.
But, if self-defense was really a virtue, then why don't there are pro-freedom counties, even in the most blue states, the most liberal states. So why don't those local counties, since they can, many of them, enact preemption laws, why don't they make preemption laws that support self-defense? I think it's because too many politicians give lip service to our rights but don't support our virtues. You know, okay, if we're going to put up a self-defense law and you're in a freedom county, even if it's in California,
right?
How about establishing non-resident permits? Come on. The state told you you could make local
Some of them do. Some of them do. And some of them don't. Like my state doesn't for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, this crazy quilt of things that we have. You know, when you think of South Carolina, you probably thought of it the same way you do as Louisiana.
I know.
And South Carolina does not recognize concealed carry permits of Georgia.
I know.
Which is one-third of our borders that are available is Georgia.
Right. It's Georgia.
We only share borders with two states, and one of them, and the big reason is because our politicians have decided that the 50 rounds that we shoot for our concealed carry permit class is quote-unquote training instead of what it actually is, which is the modicum of qualification.
Right, right.
And they don't do that in Georgia, and I've told politicians before that Georgia's model is more constitutional. They don't like that much.
They don't. Okay, I'm going to tease you with this other one. Remember the California, I think, had this local zoning. You saw local cities do it.
We've run out of time.
Oh!
That's all right. We'll do it again. We'll hook up again next week.
Thank you, Bill.
That'll work for me. Rob Morse, catch him at the Polite Society podcast. Me and you will be back together in 22 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.